And we'll continue on with our highlights, but Coach Shante Leggins now with us, and seeing Moses Wood get off to the start that he did had to bring a smile to your face after the tough day he had at Montana State. How important was it to see him take advantage of his matchup early in the game?
It's always great to see Moses play aggressive. You know, he's one of those players that, you know, takes what the defense gives him. So what we're trying to do is we're trying to push him through to be more aggressive, because he can be a guy that can easily score between 15, 20 points a game, and he can make runs and do different things like that as the games go along. And so it's great to see him come out with aggression. You know, we ran a couple of plays for him early, and he took advantage of it. And so when you have a guy like that doing that, and then you get a guy like Mike hitting threes, and you get other guys stepping up and making plays, it really makes the game easy for us. And so being able to do that and have those opportunities for him was really important.
Well, this game seemed like an entire microcosm of the entire non-conference schedule. Some early success, guys going and cruising, and then slowly but surely run into a little bit more resistance. And then to start the second half, just it completely goes south on you for 5 minutes, able to reel this one back. How important was going through what you went through in the Montana State game to being able to finish this one off this afternoon?
Well, this whole preseason has been huge for us, you know, learning as a team. This is our, I think, 15th game together or something like that. 15th game together. And being able to play these and learn these things about each other. Again, they're learning me, I'm learning them. You know, Mike, you know, you'd say Mike and T-Rob know me a bunch, but they're in different roles than they were before when I coached them before. So this is huge for us to be able to learn certain things and be able to, you know, go through this together, because, you know, I think our team has talent, and I think our team's learning, and I think our team's going to be pretty good. And so, you know, when you look at it, and it's like, oh, well, you guys lost that game close, you guys lost that, but you got to learn. You know, you got to learn how to win games. And today, you know, you pass your final game and your final test, so it'll be before you get into league play, and you learn how to win. I mean, that game two games ago, maybe you lose. You know, maybe even last game you lose. But these guys came in on the last two games of this road trip, where we went Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday, and then again on Tuesday or Wednesday, whatever today is. You know, they played the two most energetic and best defensive games of the year, and so you always have to be happy about that. You see, they have toughness. You see, they love playing with each other. So we're getting there. We just got to keep battling. And every game, we got to come out and be ready to battle. And that's what we did tonight.
Well, and you mentioned the three-point shooting of Mike Meadows as a team, 11 of 20, 55%. And it seems like the early season shooting woes have kind of left, and the guys that should be making threes are making threes consistently now for you.
Oh, yeah, I'm never worried about that. Water always rises at sea level, is what T.J. Lipple always says, and I believe it. You know, Mike Meadows is a very good three-point shooter. T-Rob's an unbelievable three-point. We have a really good shooting three-point. We have a really good shooting team, and we just got to make shots and start shooting shots on time and take those in. And so when we start taking these good shots, you know, we're going to get there, and that's the best part about it, is these guys are going to make shots. And, you know, you're happy for them because you get to see them go in. But the work they put in that no one gets to see, you know, getting up early in the morning, staying a little bit later after practice, coming to shoot with a teammate. They don't get to see that. And so I get to see it. I know what's happening. And so I know they're going to be good shooters. And so I have all the faith in them in the world. You know, most coaches would say, oh, he's shooting 26% from three. Now Mike's up to 36. You know, you just got to let these guys play. You got to believe in your players. And I definitely believe in all our guys.
Chatting here with head coach Shante Leggins. Pilots get the 65-60 win. I think as a group, if you grouped everybody off the bench for you today and look at the four different bench players scored, not a lot individually, but as a group, I think they're starting to get more comfortable. Chica was in there down the stretch doing a lot of that dirty work that he does. But how far has the bench come for you now to rely on them in key spots in the games?
Well, they're just gaining confidence, and that's the most important thing for me, and that's the most important thing for a lot of people. As you gain confidence, you become a better player. As you become a better player, you start helping your team out, and it comes down to confidence. And so it's a shock to a lot of guys, and you're asking a lot of freshmen to do a lot of things, you know, that they haven't done before. And so when you have them being able to do that, it's great to see. And so you get Chica stepping up. Yaru, in his minutes he played today, made contributions. You know, you get Mattia coming in, he gets his first rip baseline dunk. You know, those are things that that are huge. Those are energy plays for us. And so when you're able to do that, and then you get V coming in, and you get Zoe coming in playing and doing what they're doing, you're excited about that. And you're only going to see better things from our big guys. I mean, V's going to be ready to go. It's going to be fun to watch him perform. But these guys are going to come through. You know, you're asking true freshmen to step into a role and be really good. And that's what I'm asking them. And that's what, you know, I demand from them. That's what I'm coaching them to be. And so as you see these guys, they're going to gain more confidence. They're going to get more time. They're going to be able to come in and play long stretches and help us win, just like Batia played 20 minutes last game. I mean, those things are coming for these guys, and they're getting better and better each day.
So now you get this breakthrough, you end the losing streak. Guys are confident. I was like, the only bad thing is it's 9 days before your next game with a holiday break. How do you keep guys focused, keep the momentum so you can pick up where you left off when you get back together?
Let them go have some fun with their family, man, you know, and make sure they're enjoying it. You know, everything's so focused and centered on the season right now. It's a great time to have a break for these young men. They get to go spend time with brothers, sisters, family, loved ones. And so you're excited about that. You know they're going to come back ready, eager to play. They've been getting better. But, you know, you just got to, you know, I trust these guys. They're going to go home. They're going to enjoy themselves. They're going to be thinking about things. We'll be sending them a lot of film. But they're going to enjoy it. And I want them to do that. I want them to turn their brain off a little bit from basketball and just enjoy their family and their loved ones. I mean, that's really, really important to me because I have a beautiful family that I'm going to spend a lot of time with during this time. And obviously, I'll watch film and do all that when they sleep, but you got to cherish these moments with your family, you know, especially after the years we've had in the last couple of years. You got to enjoy this time, and I want them to understand how important, you know, the family part is and the loved ones are. So they're definitely going to spend some time with their family. I want them to turn it off, but they won't.
Well, I know you're going to enjoy this one. All the staff, everybody there, certainly going to have the feast, the family feast, taste a lot better here for the next couple of days. So happy holidays to you, all the guys that are there. We can't wait to see you when everybody reassembles next week. But safe travels for everyone. Congratulations on the win today. And I can't wait to dial it up New Year's Day.
Again, thank you guys. It was a great preseason, my first one with Pilot Nation. It's been amazing. We're only going to get better. Come support us. We have some big games. Come support our women's team because they are really good. I'll be watching a lot of them, trying to get us some pointers. But it's been a lot. It's been fun. I love that everyone's welcomed us, everybody on the team in. And it's a great time to be a pilot, so we're really excited about it. So thank you, and thank you for all your support. We look forward to seeing you guys on the first.